February is Black History Month. Every Thursday for the next few weeks, Talk of the Nation will talk with people around the country who are showcasing African American history in very different ways. Today, we go to Denver, Colorado, home of the Black American West Museum. Irving Watts is the exhibit's coordinator there, and he joins us by phone. Good afternoon, Mr. Watts.
Hello, how are you?
So I understand you've just reopened the exhibit with the museum with a new exhibit this week. What's the new exhibit?
Yes, this begins our open season, and the exhibit is called Blacks in Mining and Mineral Exploration from 1859 to Present.
So Blacks in Mining and Mineral Exploration from 1859 to Present, you know, that's sort of not, you'd have to say that's one of the overlooked issues in Black history, I would guess.
I would say so. If you go to the websites on any mining history, be it California Gold Rush in 49, the Ludlow Massacre in 1914, there's very little mention of the Black contribution and participation in those in that history, in that subject.
Is that the point, really, of doing an exhibit like this, to point out, I mean, that the involvement of Black and African Americans in sort of everything was ignored and should be duly noted?
Sure. Some of it is common sense, but once it's written down and people gloss over the facts as to who was there, it leaves people's history out. And that's why the Black American West Museum exists in the first place, to tell everybody's story, not just the Black story, but how we interacted with other people in this land, which was very inhospitable. We didn't know it well, and we were trampling over a culture and a people that were hostile and angry towards us because of that. And at the same time, we were enculturated into some of their cultures. So we tell most of it all.
Really? And was the Black experience in American history in the West significantly different from the experience in the East or the South?
For sure, yeah. Like I said, coming to this territory, having no maps or knowing anything about the terrain or what was over the next hill, or it was difficult, and the winters were harsh. The summers could be just as bad. That's what wiped out the cattle industry in 1888 and 89. There were back-to-back droughts and back-to-back blizzards. And one known here is called the Teacher's Blizzard, because a teacher rescued all of her children by tethering them together and taking them all to their homes in the snowstorm.
Now, we know that there was slavery and segregation in the American South in the 19th century. Was it the same in the West?
Yes, it was. Uh-huh. The conquistadors came through the South and up through the West and named the territory New Spain west of the Mississippi. And they brought slaves with them, slaves that tended the cattle and knew the vaquero technique of herding on horseback. And eventually, Spain freed their slaves in 1747. So Mexico had open arms for 100 years or more before our slavery ended in 1864.
Yeah. So was there a flight of escaped slaves heading west in order to, you know, was that a safe haven?
Oh, you bet. More slaves escaped through the southern coastal corridor of Texas than on the Underground Railroad. That's why the Texas Rangers were formed. They were formed as an extradition group to retrieve stolen property, and that type of language and that subject brought about the Mexican-American War.
Wow. Wow. And just finally, where did you get the idea for the miners?
Jimmy Simmons, we met him. He's a wildcatter. He has his own rig and his own drilling equipment, and he's a Black wildcatter. He drills for water and oil and any other minerals, and contracts out and has his own projects. And we met him, and we didn't know anyone was even doing it.
Hmm.
We know we had all the history that Paul Stewart had gathered from his audio tapes back in the 60s. He had interviewed pioneers who had done mining in the Ludlow area during the Ludlow Massacre. So we decided to combine the two.
Oh, interesting. Well, for people in the Denver area, I hope they'll check out the exhibit. Irving Watts is exhibit coordinator at the Black American West Museum in Denver, Colorado. He joined us by phone from his museum there.
And look us up on the website.
Thank you very much for joining us in Washington. I'm Joe Palca, sitting in for Neil Conan, NPR News.